I'm John Batchelor with Michael Berenstam of the Hoover Institution. We've been talking about the barrel of oil that can turn into gasoline, can turn into diesel, can turn into aviation fuel. Now we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about Amazon in Russia. Michael, you tell me that Amazon in Russia has been taking a drone hit. Why?
What happened that there was this brilliant, still is, Russian lady of Korean origin, Korean-Russian, by the name, surname her Kim, which is a very common name and the name of the ruling dynasty in North Korea. And she created a copy, took the business model of Amazon from Bezos and created its own large, and Russia is a huge market and a big country with dispersed population. So it was a good business. And she had several hubs and two major storages. One close to Moscow, another in the Tambov region, which is south of Moscow. They were hit a few days ago by Ukrainian drones and burned to the ground. And those were places where several kinds of businesses took place. One was that retailers who sold products, bought wholesale and sold to retail, used it the marketplace to sell their products the same way that Amazon sells third-party products. Another was manufacturers, small and medium-sized businesses. Manufacturers produce their own goods, but they didn't have marketing facility, so they used it for the marketing facility. So it was a great, great chain for everyone, for producers, for consumers, for middlemen. And now it's all lost. The damage is assessed up to $2 billion, which is a lot for Russia. What happened that there was this unfortunate coincidence just a couple of weeks before that. They rewrote this contract, this place called Wildberries, where the insurance of incoming products was no longer valid. So people lost money, people lost everything, and this lady couldn't compensate them because her margins were not that big, her profit margins were small. So now the government intervened and she promised to compensate all these people. People lost their businesses. People lost millions of dollars in their inventory. So now the government will help this lady provide a subsidy and she will compensate these people because otherwise you will have a revolt in Russia, a political revolt of hundreds of thousands small and medium-sized businesses, and they are sophisticated people. They don't blame Ukraine. They blame the Russian government for starting the war.
Russia is out of aviation fuel. It's gone begging. It's out of diesel. It's gone begging. Gasoline is not assured, and their oil fields are suspect to a Ukrainian drone attack. At the same time, they've lost their ability to order through their Amazon. And the middle class is now complaining all routinely against the Kremlin. All of that adds up to it's time to end the war. Do you agree, and can Russia get out of this by ending the war, or would it continue to wreck the economy?
Actually, the interesting thing is, it's unique, 18 members of local assemblies, it's like state assemblies in the United States, 18 members of assemblies in Russia signed a petition. They are elected officials, they are elected members of local parliaments, signed a petition for President Putin to resign. And despite all the fears that they may have, they can be punished, and they're elected officials, and they represent their own people, and now there is a constituency everywhere to end the war.
The price of gasoline here in New England is rising again. The price of gasoline across the country was on the decline, but it has now stopped declining. And in some places it's rising. I believe on the West Coast where you are, Michael, as well. That means the American people are struggling along with the people in Europe and the people in Russia for the higher prices of gasoline. Will that continue, or are we seeing the worst of it now?
Well, it probably will get worse because now there is a crisis on all fronts. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed. The Bab and Maldeb for Saudi Arabian pipeline oil is endangered, and the inventories and reserves are not unlimited. So generally, until and unless. The West and the United States can open the Strait of Hormuz, I don't see how things can go better.
Michael Berenstam of the Hoover Institution. In other words, winning this war means that the U.S. has to struggle along with Europe and Russia and China and everywhere else. That's the only way forward right now until Russia surrenders to NATO. I'm John Batchelor.